Hello.
Hi, this is Shalette. I'm calling from Local Splash. How are you today?
Hey, good, Shalette. How are you doing?
Good, great. Thank you. So
good.
You asked me to give you a call every few months, so here I am checking in.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah, good.
You're welcome.
I did have one question really quick off
okay.
the top of my head here. The domain connected to our website, I think it's what in the world? Yep, that's right. So, Radon Services Denver CO.
Okay.
The domain for our website. Do I own that domain?
No. Radon Services Denver CO, you do not own. It is an option ever in the future. If you're discontinuing, you want to own the domain and have a new website made. You can purchase it for $99, and then of course pay whoever you're going to pay to have hosted.
That's a one-time fee. That's not recurring.
No, it's a one-time fee to buy it from us, but then you would have to take it somewhere and pay somebody a reoccurring fee to host it.
Right. Okay. All right. I kind of figured that. What about the website itself?
Website itself, we never sell. It's not even transferable or sellable because the content's kind of contained in our system to where we can't do it that way. However, these are hypothetical questions that usually come up, like, so as long as you're with us, of course, you have full access to any kind of edits you want on it, including adding pages. But if you were asking, well, if I stepped away from you and I wanted, do I own that website? Well, we can't sell it, and you wouldn't own it, but some businesses would continue. If they decided to discontinue our services, they could pay us just to host the website and nothing else, and there's some cases where businesses would do that. And I know you didn't ask that, but that's really all I could really tell you in light of what you're asking me.
Well, no, you know what tree I'm barking up. But there's a reason for the questioning. What I've discovered that I'm surprised nobody could tell me in the beginning of this whole journey is that because I have two separate websites, but I only have one Google Map listing, in other words, Google My Business, which I have given you guys access to, is pointing to this website, which ultimately is your asset. I don't own anything. I don't even own the domain. So I'm not really building anything with it. It's basically just a landing page for me to generate leads, which is okay. But I think with that generic domain, I could still continue to leverage what you guys are doing for me. I would just take off any association with Radon Service Pros. So I would basically just make it a generic landing page because you guys have optimized it and we're getting traffic and it's ranking. So just by changing the logo and the title of the page, that shouldn't make any difference. I should still be able to leverage this as a lead source and I would still continue to engage with you guys. But I have to disconnect it from the Google listing because we're going to start driving traffic to our website, which is radonservicepros.com. And if I don't connect the Google map page to our website, then what I'm learning and what I'm being told is that Google sees it as a disconnect and they don't really like that.
Okay.
So I'm kind of competing with myself and I don't want that to happen moving forward.
Okay. So I know the kind of things that businesses will say or whatever that telling you Google sees that as a disconnect or a problem. It's not. But let me give you another scenario.
Okay.
If you were running your own domain, I see you have your own website though. That I was going to say, our website could have been put on your domain as well as our own domain. So if you were concerned about what you're promoting and preferred your domain and liked our website, our website could be on your domain. But the fact.
Well, you guys came, as far as chicken and egg, you guys came first. I engaged with you guys first before I started building the other website. So the fact, I think personally, it's actually worked out in my favor because now I have a generic radonservicewithdenverco.com website. I mean, that's generic enough that it's almost like me having a 7-Eleven on one corner and a Shell station on the other corner. And if I can optimize both gas stations, then I'm actually getting more of the pie. Right?
Well, maybe. I mean,
okay. Fair enough.
I mean, I don't have a clear answer on that because, I mean, you know, people only need one website. On the other hand, some businesses happen to have more than one. They've had one out there for a while. They get another one. Maybe only one can be on Google, but the other one might be doing well in organics, you know, so it still is an advantage for them to still keep it, you know.
Okay,
different
sure.
Scenarios every time, but otherwise I wouldn't go out of my way to feel that it really mattered that you had one in your own business name because your business name is your business name. Domain names are anything, you know. A domain name
sure,
is
sure.
Your actual business name. So,
right.
So just getting back to the reasoning behind, you know, a lot of strategies, different people will see differently. But well, coming down to what you want to accomplish and how I could help with that, tell me where you're really headed here, what you're thinking about wanting to do.
Well, that's actually an easy answer. The answer is more business through the door. That's the ultimate goal. That's the reason I engaged with you guys in the first place. That's the reason why I've got another marketing team working on this other website. Because ultimately that's the goal. So as many lines as I can have in the pond to get as many fish as possible, that's what I'm trying to do. And ultimately, if it boils down to one fishing pole in the pond that catches all the fish, then I'm okay with that. I don't care. But I need to catch the fish. And that was not happening. You guys have been improving. And let me just tell you, as far as feedback goes, the Facebook posts have been absolutely phenomenal. The wording, the pictures have been great. They've been consistent. And that has all just completely turned around. And I wish I could just continue to engage with you guys just for Facebook posts because they're really well done. That said, I just need to decide how I want to move forward and how I can get more people in the door, period. That's all I care about doing right now. It used to be, you know, when it was young and exciting and I was building this website, you know, it was cool and you take ownership and you're excited to have a website and it looks really good and so you're proud of it. But what I've learned with these other guys is that all they've really done is just on-site optimization, and that's not driving traffic. That's not getting dollars in the door. So I've had to basically terminate with them, and now I'm just trying to regroup and try to figure out how to increase the customers on the schedule, basically. So what I was saying was that you guys are improving, but I'm still only getting kind of a trickle in effect on the leads. It's just kind of, nothing's really changed. And no matter how much money I throw at it, we didn't really see much improvement at all in increasing the budget. And I know that it was only just the latter half of 1 month, but even if I was to throw $1,000 a month with you guys and do that advertising, I'm honestly not convinced that it's going to really make that dramatic of a difference. And I can't compete with these big guys anyway. Dollar for dollar, there's no way. There's no way that I can throw, you know, $5,000, $7,000, $10,000 a month at advertising and compete with these big boys, because we just don't have that deep of pockets yet. We're just a smaller company. But the expectation would be, and I hope this is accurate, that the longer the website is out there and the more Google kind of buddies up to it and makes friends with it, it should seem like the more we would get dollars through the door. But that, for some reason, that just doesn't seem to be happening. And I have people telling me, well, you know, it's ad spend, ad spend, ad spend. And I'm like, well, no, that can't be right, because Google can't be, I understand that Google's greedy, but they can't be that greedy. They have to offer some kind of organic value in me just being on their platform and having a website. And we've been with you guys for coming up on 4 years now. And it seems like to me that that website, as simple as it is, it's still effective, but as simple as it is, it should be performing better, in my opinion, simply because of the time that it's been published. So all of that said, really what I'm trying to do is just get more jobs on the schedule. That's the bottom line.
Fair enough. Well, and I know I'll say quickly about ads and set that aside, is because we've talked about them in the past. I generally see people have good results from running ads if they're running a strong campaign, but that's separate from what you're saying. What you're saying, really, it's true. Here, your Google Business Profile, you know, you're out there, you're ranking on the first page, but you're in the middle of the first page. You could be higher. We want you to be higher, and that's something that we could continue to work at, because, you know, like you said, it's still not enough coming through the door, and you're trying to talk to me clearly about your presence and results other than the paid ads, then that's what I observe. Okay, yep, it's good that you're on that first page, but if we could get you higher, it would be better. And so.
Okay, now let me ask you. Let me clarify. When you say first page, are you talking about when you search our specific domain name, or when you search a keyword? Which one of those searches is putting us on the first page?
Okay. So I'm talking about keyword searches. If I look for radon testing in Denver or radon mitigation in Denver, both of those are ranking eighth on the page for my search on Google Business Profiles. So the list of Google Business Profiles, you're little higher than
okay,
there.
So you're talking about the map listing, right?
Yes, but I mean, I'm doing a search on Google search, but they're going to show three Google Business Profiles and then say more businesses underneath. And so when I click on more businesses, it shows the whole list, which is equal to what you're going to see on map pages too. And there's 20 to a page, and you're in the middle of the page for both of those. Or even a little higher than the middle, the eighth. But
I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 organic listings ahead of me. So yes, you're right. We're eight, and then one sponsored listing, right? So everything below the sponsored listing is organic.
And how we use those words could be different. So that's what. I'm not counting sponsored listings, but I'm only counting the business profiles. I'm not looking at their other random organics. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so then if I click on that, yeah, you're right. See, so this is what's so crazy is that you guys are doing a far better job than this high-end marketing firm that I hired, and I don't know why I wouldn't just keep, that's what I'm saying. So here's my crossroads. I don't know what to do, because I've basically got the opportunity to leverage two different assets, one I own and one I don't. The one that I don't own is actually performing better and got us ranked higher. And I'm certain that you could probably come up with a strategy and a campaign that would get us ranked even higher for less than most, because you guys are much more efficient. And my guess is that the reason we're ranked so much better with you than others would be not only the SEO that you've done, but just the length of time that we've been published. Is that accurate?
The history included, yes. I mean, there's hundreds of factors that contribute to how somebody's ranking, and nobody knows them all, you know, and what Google counts changes from day to day or week to week. But
sure.
But yes, the quality of the website, the how long the domain's been out there, reviews, all these things do come into play as well.
Sorry.
I don't see, I mean, basically you only have one Google Business profile, and that's really what we're looking at improving on. So changing out the website or not, still going to be the same Google Business profile. And
yes, I understand that. And that is one piece of the pie that I actually do own. That Google profile is mine. So I can basically direct it to wherever I want to. And my guess is, again, simply because of the length of time that I've been active with them, it's probably not going to matter too much what domain I pointed at, but that Google likes that profile enough that it will still rank.
Most likely, if they're both good websites, yeah, you're right. I mean, the quality or the length of time that this domain is, that has some value. It has some value, and I mean, people would usually use that in the reverse. If you came to us and you already had a domain for years, we would tell you, hey, let's use your domain because it's been out there longer, you know?
Sure.
It's not necessary,
sure, yep.
But it's a good way to go. And
yeah,
so,
it kind of springboards you into ranking a little quicker.
Right. But on the other hand, if things are doing well, you know, sometimes, you know, you change out a website, it might not have any effect, you know? So I know what you're really leaning toward, it sounds like, is you want results, and you like the idea of the ownership of what you're promoting as well, and you want to feel...
Well, for sure. I mean, I've learned that the hard way. I have to develop my own asset. I don't want to do the work and have somebody else. That's like building a house that somebody else owns. I'm not about that. I don't want to rent the website.
Well,
but
remember this.
You know, full transparency. Sure.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is it?
No, go ahead.
You can buy this domain from us, not the website.
Yeah.
The domain.
Yeah. I understand that. That's good to know. And I probably will, honestly. And, you know, quite frankly, it's probably more the domain than it is the website. I know that you guys have done some optimization there and some SEO, and it sounds like we could probably do more with you guys by building out pages and optimizing keywords and all that stuff. And I guess what I'm saying is I'd like to still keep doing that. I'd like to take advantage of the traction that we have and all the hard work that we've done and the recognition that we're getting from Google. I certainly don't want to just turn that off and walk away from it. That would be stupid. So what I'm trying to figure out is how to kind of not really double cross Google, but try to leverage them, like I said, on two different corners of the same intersection.
Right. And I'm really, really not sure what, you know, I mean, ultimately, I don't know, you know, the choices you make for your business are going to come down to, I don't know where, how to guide you, you know, what you're going to do here. I think that working with the website we already have on there is good, and you know, I can have our team working to improve your ranking. We could add any pages you request or anything else to this website, or if you tell me,
okay,
well, I want you to just start promoting my own website, but keep yours out there, you know, I mean, it's really going to be up to you what you say you want to do.
Sure. And if we keep it out there and just allow it to kind of float, it's still going to get some traction. Every once in a while, somebody's going to land on it. Google's probably going to continue to, you know, let it rank. But let me ask you this. What if we just changed the title of the page and just called it Radon Services?
Okay. So
we replace the logo. I get a new logo that says, you know, Radon Services, and it's got a new logo and it maybe kind of looks official, but then it's still driving. Basically, we would use it as a lead generation kind of landing page. So I buy the domain. We adjust the page just a little bit so that it doesn't say Radon Service Pros, and just kind of use it as a lead gen page. I would be totally okay with that if you think it'll work.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is that you're, like, if you tell me you want to change the name, then it's like, okay, you're changing the business name that we deal with, and you're giving us Radon Service, not Radon Service Pros. But when I hear that, I'm hearing that you're going to be managing your Google Business Profile with your new website, right? In other words, okay, you have an account with us for Radon Service Pros, and so we're managing a Google Business Profile that has that name, and whether it's this website or your own website, currently everything we do is going to be for that name. If you tell me a different name, if you say Radon Service and you want the website to be called Web Radon Service, then whatever services you're still using with us would be all of what we'd be using that same business name. So you just sort of maybe clarify a little bit better how you want to go with this.
Well, and I don't really know, actually.
Are you still thinking about it?
I am, actually. And I wasn't actually even prepared to have this conversation with you, but it's good that evolved into that, because, you know, we're kind of at the brass tacks moment where we really have to pull the trigger on this. We've got to figure out, you know, what we need to do and how we need to leverage these assets within the next probably 10 to 15 days. And so, this was an inevitable conversation, and I'm glad we're having it, because now I have a little more to think about. But I guess what I'm telling you is I don't want to lose what we've done, and I'm hoping that we can still leverage it somehow. But yes, it's likely that we will be redirecting the Google business page to our domain, the RadonServicePros.com. But I don't know, but the only reason I'm doing that is because I'm being told that that's the best, that follows Google's best practices to kind of play in the sandbox in a way that they'll like us enough to start being nice and sending us business, I guess is the best way to say that.
I don't agree with that. I think that that is something you were told so that somebody could sell you a service when you already have
it. Fair enough. Okay, fair enough. So in your opinion, what's the best way to do this?
So when it comes to websites, it's going to be a matter of choice. Our website's working fine for you, and I could have our team look for other ways, and we could talk about other ways to improve your ranking. But if you say, hey, I've got this new website that I prefer, having a name change on your website because it says the exact name, that's not a benefit. That's not a benefit out there one way or the other. I mean, that's not going to change anything, the name itself. So it's really a matter of choice with the websites. If you've got a new website you like better and it's good and you want to promote it, then we could promote that and see how you do with that. And ours would still exist out in the organics. But if you want to just keep the website the way it is and let your new one exist in the organics, then we would, you know, I'm going to look for more ways to improve on the ranking and have our team look it over and also see if there's something new you want to add to the website.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've learned a lot about page build outs and local and all that stuff. So I'm sure there is quite a bit that we could work on there in adding pages and optimizing those for, you know, local municipalities and cities and areas and all that stuff. I'm sure that would help. I'm actually pretty excited about the ranking where we are in the maps, but where we're not ranking is in the actual website pages. Like when somebody searches, the only place we're ranking is in the map area, which is great. And maybe that's how, maybe, maybe that's how I need to approach it, is leave you guys alone, keep the Google My Business listing the way it is so that we rank on maps, but then, and you're right, full transparency, yes, I wasn't getting the performance that I needed to out of this other marketing group with our domain, and so I just couldn't, we were hemorrhaging. There's no way that I could continue to spend money with them when they weren't producing results. And I'm talking exponential results. I was expecting, you know, upwards of 20 to 30 leads a month. And that would have sustained what we were spending with these guys, but they haven't produced even remotely close to that. So I pulled the plug on them and engaged with another company. And this was me reaching out to them. They didn't call me and say, hey, we can do better. I had researched them and, you know, done my own due diligence and landed on them because I just liked what they were telling me and what they're saying that they can do. So they're saying that they can get me higher ranking on just a general Google page listing, not on maps, but overall.
Okay.
So
that's the thing.
Okay.
That's the thing. They're really, I know you're differentiating maps, but it's highly likely what they're wording is, because there's different ways that people word things on Google and searches, and we all use different words. And it's highly likely they're still talking about the same thing that we do. And I'll put it this way. I'm on a computer and I do a search, right? I don't go to the map page to do a search. I just go to Google and start searching, right? So I'm looking at Radon Services in Denver on a regular search. I'm not on the map page right now.
Right.
I see the sponsored ads. I see the first three Google business profiles. And if I keep going, then there's random organics below, which honestly, I, as a searcher, never really look at those too much, but everybody does something different. So that doesn't mean a lot, you know?
Right. That's the hard part, is pinpointing how they're going to react to their search results.
Right. But so to back this up, is it any business in our industry, something similar to us, if we're talking about getting you better results on Google, and we're not specifying the map page, but we're talking about your Google business profile, and so even though I didn't go to the map page, I'm on a regular search, I see that there's three Google business profiles showing, I click more places, it gives me that list, which is basically the same list I would see if I was searching on maps, but this is how Google shows their Google business profiles. And so what are they really talking about getting you more ranking? It's still the same place. Still the same thing. Unless they're talking about below the maps and just seeing you somewhere in the organic, like your domain name only. You know what I mean?
Yes, so we're referring to non-map ranking. I'm talking about the actual website ranking. And yeah, so let's do this. I wasn't expecting to have this conversation. I'm super glad that we did. And you have to know that I really value you. I think you know that. When you first came on board, you were like head over heels above anybody else that has been working with me from Local Splash, and that says something because we've been with you guys for almost 4 years. So I'd like to pick this up again, if you don't mind, because I have to get to a meeting right now. So if you find time tomorrow, especially during the day, that would be great if we could pick this up again and kind of continue to figure this out.
Okay. And yeah, we'll go from there and we'll figure it out. And you'll have maybe a little time to think where you want to take this, and I'll give you a call tomorrow.
Okay. That sounds great.
Okay.
Yeah, perfect.
You have a great day.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.